From the School of the Arts at the College of Charleston, this is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and our guest this morning is Leah Suarez, Executive Director of Jazz Artists of Charleston. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you, Jeanette. Good to be here.
9 years ago, Jazz Artists of Charleston began presenting. This year, you've moved into the Jazz House at 93 Spring Street. What can we expect?
Oh, a series of intimate shows. We've got a 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. set. We're really looking to bring that audience that's either popularized with the big band, with our Charleston Jazz Orchestra shows, or those who are in the clubs into our intimate setting that's just a venue. Now, it is seats about 50 people. We have an upright acoustic piano there and just a really small space that gives us the opportunity for artists to really get close and personal with their music and be able to tell stories with their music like they can't necessarily do from a bigger stage, bigger environment.
What's on the programs?
We will welcome Cameron Handel and the Funk Dumplins. So we've got, she says New Orleans jazz, but we also like to say that that's Charleston jazz that she brings to that repertoire, and very fun show. We're going to bring back Clay Ross, and he's going to play a solo guitar set, two of those. And then we will close out that series with Mark Sturbank and Gerald Gregory.
Our listeners might have heard Mark Sturbank before.
Well, Mark is really popular in the city. He is so well-versed, obviously, in saxophone, multi-instrumentalist. He's also the director of jazz studies at Charleston Southern University. He plays with the Charleston Jazz Orchestra. He plays with Quentin Baxter and Charlton Singleton and Kevin Hamilton. They've played, obviously, the Mez. And he's also really well-known for his Hymns and Spirituals project. That this is the 10th anniversary year this past year. A very special project that welcomes Fred Wesley, and who was James Brown's musical director. So it's really a special sound that Mark brings, and in this setting it will be a new project for him, a duo project with Gerald. So we're looking forward to hearing that repertoire.
You're listening to Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and our guest is Leah Suarez. How did you choose the series for this year's Piccolo Spoleto?
Well, this year's series, we knew that we were going to be in the Jazz House, so we have limitations there. So the limitations are really solo, duo, or trio, and that's what we kept to. That means you got to find band leaders who can handle that format, or that they have groups already formed for that format, or that maybe they have a new project that we could trust them with to also attract an audience. We always look at what Spoleto's doing. We always try to work also in tandem with the City of Charleston Office of Cultural Affairs and Scott Watson to determine what their programming, and then figure out where the holes are and where we can really fill that with local musicians who are already doing that.
This series is just a tiny little bit of what Jazz Artists of Charleston does. What keeps you busy the rest of the year?
Indeed, it is. Well, as I mentioned, our Charleston Jazz Orchestra, on May 29th, actually, our special event in this series, we are staging the Charleston Jazz Orchestra Chamber Ensemble, which is essentially half of the orchestra, and we'll be at the Charleston Music Hall. So that concert, it's standards of excellence. They're all brand new arrangements on standards by Ellington and Cole Porter and Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael. It's really going to be a special show. And that keeps us busy throughout the year. We have our Jazz House open throughout the year, so we actually are going to be doing more programming in the Jazz House. We have opened it up since January for smaller ensembles, a bit of riskier material, and a chance for the audience to really come in and enjoy those intimate performances. So we have the Charleston Jazz Orchestra, Charleston's resident big band that performs 6 regular shows a year. We'll also perform a 7th this year with the Holiday Swing Show, hopefully in a new venue. And then we also have the Charleston International Jazz Festival that we just launched this past January 2015. So looking forward to seeing all of that really grow and develop within this next year.
Why does jazz matter to Charleston?
Well, jazz in and of itself is America, and it is Charleston. Charleston is such a unique city. Our holy city has a great history from the Jenkins Orphanage. Of course, we credit the Jenkins Orphanage with being the precipice for jazz. And New Orleans jazz is what is normally credited. But we just like to say we've been doing it longer, in the words of Jack McRae. And it's a wonderful thought that we have this duty here in its natural history, with, you know, the just sheer number of mixed cultures here that we get to talk about and celebrate and represent. There's no place like it in the United States. So just as old as we are, we have this obligation now to tell our story. And that's why Jazz Matters here.
You mentioned Jack McRae, who was one of the co-founders of Jazz Artists of Charleston. And I think many of us like to think of him as the godfather of jazz in Charleston. Really, really great contribution to our city. If someone doesn't know jazz and they want to start listening, what do you suggest?
Well, definitely listen to the classics. That's what we have in jazz, is that it's available and accessible. That's when jazz was coming up and being developed. It was popular music then. That's how it was known. And it was a time when the recording industry was just getting started, right, as well. So you have these old blues tapes and reels that we have the access to that. So listen there. Start from the beginning, the blues for sure. But also I encourage people always to listen to today. Go out and hear what musicians are doing. See them live. It's so important to support live music and live theater and live art and what's happening, because that's the popular time, and it tells our story as human beings. So to me, it's just as important to look in the past as it is to support the present.
Thank you, Leah. It's always a pleasure to sit across from you.
Thank you. My pleasure indeed.
Our guest is Leah Suarez, jazz singer and executive director of Jazz Artists of Charleston, presenting the Jack Jazz Series at the Charleston Jazz House, 93 Spring Street, Charleston. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.